The following is a presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports. Live from Jake and Joe's in Waltham, this is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll have special guests and you can get caught up on Eagles football. The Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light, famous among friends. Also sponsored by Bletzer & Bletzer PC, developing long-standing relationships with the clients we serve since 1959. McGovern Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, driven by you. And by Village Bank, your village, your bank. Now it's time to talk BC football with the head coach, Steve Adazio. Here's the voice of the Eagles, John Meter-Perrell.
The 119th season of Boston College football kicks off on Friday night in beautiful DeKalb, Illinois, as the Eagles take on the Huskies of Northern Illinois. Hi, once again, everybody. It's great to have you with us. Another season of the BC football radio show from Jake and Joe's in Waltham, right off 128. It is a spectacular setting, a great place to eat and watch a game. And of course, if there's eating and there's watching a game, Pete Cronin, my broadcast partner, is there.
I got to ask the question, at what point do we invoke the fine?
There was all
sorts of talk formally when I was in my playing career. What is defined as late?
I'm right on the money right here, right now. I don't know about that.
Well, I was going to sit in as Steve Adagio.
I think it started at 7, right?
7 on the money, Coach.
Outstanding. Right in the seat.
Because he knew I was going for the final.
Well, you had coaches that if you were 15 minutes early, you were late, right?
Right.
Several of those, yes.
Tom Coughlin was notorious for that.
That's all. I didn't have him, but I do have a short story about almost missing a plane because he wanted to leave on time, which was 10 minutes before the schedule. So I was chasing the plane down the tarmac. I was never late again.
And he didn't have 4.4 speed either, by the way.
He beat a plane, though.
Yes, that's for sure. Coach Adazio, great to see you.
Good to see you guys. Start of college football season, week one. Here we go.
We love it. Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
A lot of optimism surrounding the group. It seems like yesterday Pete and I were like at the top of the sky in the press box at Ford Field watching the Eagles beat Maryland 36-30 in the Quick Lane Bowl. And I think all of us were very enthused about the up-tempo offense.
Right.
And that's something that you were very happy about as well, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I thought that it served us well, and, we really enjoyed it. And we were really kind of amateurs at it at that point, but we made the commitment to go to it during bowl prep. But, you know, obviously now we've been in through a spring and through a preseason camp, and you know, our guys, I mean, that's what they know. That's what they like. And so I think we have a better, much better feel on how to manage that whole thing, you know, so that you're not French fried in quarter two.
Well, this is an interesting evolution when you consider you've kind of had to play the hand dealt to you since you got here. And then the light went on and said, was that the bowl prep? You said, this is the direction we want to go, and you're all in.
When we played, I was at Florida, and we played Oklahoma in the 2008 National Championship game. I thought Oklahoma was the most dynamic offense I had ever seen. And what they were was kind of what we're trying to be, right? And that is a 12 personnel team. And I just thought that our defense, we had the best defense in the country at that point in time. And they struggled with it immensely because they could run wide zone, tight zone, gap schemes. They could line up in two back, one back. And the thing was coming at you really fast. You couldn't screw your cleats in the ground. You know, when you play a two-back team on defense, you want to kind of let them break the huddle. You want to screw your cleats in the ground, load the box, and come after them. But it's hard to do that. Now, the thing with the tempo is it's all about getting those first downs. You know, you got to get a couple of first downs to get it going. If you get stuck on a three and out, you put a little stress on your defense. And I never really wanted to do that, but I felt like, you know, we want to be a more explosive team. And I just felt like we were at the point with our roster right now where we could do this. And you know, I'm glad we did.
Yeah, no, I think we all are. And you said from day one we want to be explosive. Since the day you got here, got to create explosive plays. Take us through the progression from spring practice all the way up to now to where you are a couple days before the opener. How are you feeling offensively?
Well, this is the most explosive we've been. You know, we have a pretty good defense, and we can move the ball pretty well on them. And, I just think that we finally have some really good speed. We have skilled athletes. Our offensive line's playing at a high level, much more resembling the first couple of years when we were here. And I think our quarterback play has been really high. Both kids have played at a high level and given us great play, and they can throw the ball. And so I think, you know, you're finally seeing a bunch of skilled players stepping up and making many more plays than what we've made in the past.
You know, when you go look at your roster right now, and you know, I've been over to practice a number of times, and this is probably the highest level of positive energy I felt around the program since you've been here.
Yeah.
And you said from day one, it's going to be 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like, you know, it would be all of that, you know, and, you don't have a crystal ball, but you can look at rosters and see ages and see where things are. And I just felt it was going to take it was going to really take a while to re-recruit the whole thing. And, you know, we had to upgrade our speed and our athleticism. That took a while. And, you know, we were able to do that. We're a faster, more athletic operation right now. I actually use, like, Ricky and Rich Gunnell. They both played here, and they were here when there was a lot of winning going on. And so I always use that barometer a little bit with them, and they'll both tell you that this is the fastest, most athletic that we've been. And, you know, now there was certainly a fair share of marquee players around at that time. But overall, in terms of our athleticism and speed, you know, this conference we're in has just evolved. I mean, I say that is just because it's a fact. I mean, this is the number one conference in the country right now. Mm-hmm. And we play on the toughest side of it. And so the level of that play has just ratcheted up so dramatically. You know, you got to keep pace with that or it'll bury you. And we've been able to re-recruit this thing and bring in those, you know, kind of athletes that can make the plays you have to make in this conference. The defenses are so good. If you can't make some explosive plays, you just can't score. I mean, that's the reality of it all.
From a receiving standpoint, have guys emerged that you said, you know, maybe didn't expect to make an impact right away? A guy like that jumps out at me is Kobe White, number 9 in your program. He's a guy that looks to me like he could stretch the field a little bit.
He's an ACC receiver. I mean, he's a redshirt freshman, but he's a strong. He's got speed. He goes up strong for the ball, you know. And he's that guy. And so he's going to make an impact this year. Mike Walker, Ben Glines, Jeff Smith. Jeff Smith's become an accomplished receiver now. And those other guys are fast guys. I mean, they're fast. They're older. They're more physically mature. So we've got a core of those guys that can go. We've got this freshman, C.J. Lewis, in here. He's just, we were talking about just before I came over here, as a matter of fact, he's different. I mean, he's a 6 foot, 4.5 guy that snatches the ball, like, you know. So, I mean, we've got speed. We've got experience at receiver. They can, you know, it looks like it should look.
Yeah.
When I first got here, thank God we had him. We played with Alex Amendon. Was a sensational player. He's one guy.
Right.
Okay. And I'm so glad we had him. One guy made a lot of plays, but it was one guy. I mean, we've got a stable of guys that are all capable at this level, at this conference, of making plays. They can make plays.
And your tight ends can make plays. Tommy Sweeney
Right. Certainly
came on in the bowl game. He had 26 catches last year. I would expect that probably might double. He looks like an NFL tight end.
Yeah, I mean, Tom's maturing. He's still got another year after this left. He's becoming a real good tight end. And, of course, you know, Chris Garrison, Cole Rabadrizzi, and Ray Martin. We got Jake Burtz coming back now, been released now from his injury. And we got a kind of a stable of tight ends that those guys can catch the ball and they can block. I mean, Tom is a 6 foot five, 265-pound kid now. He's not a 230-pound guy. He's a big man, and he can make plays.
Yeah.
And those other guys are Drizzy and Martin. They played as true freshmen last year. A lot of snaps. I mean, they're ready to roll.
Yeah.
They're you know, Ray's 260-something pounds, and Kohlrab is like 240-something pounds. Garrison is coming back from that injury. He's 245 pounds. They're not little guys anymore, you know. So, I mean, you know, that's what you need. And you know, we need significantly better quarterback play. And both of these guys have done a great job in the preseason. They have you know, made a lot of plays and have moved the team, both of them. And so, you know, we've got to that's got to elevate high. We've talked about, all three of us talked about here, how important that is to move a football team.
Sure.
And both of these guys can move the football team.
Well, you look at your favorite subject, the offensive line.
Yeah.
You seem to have cornerstones there. You got Montero, you got Baker in the middle, and then you've got Lindstrom, all have a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. And then you're filling in a little bit, but these guys have taken snaps too.
Oh, yeah.
This is now, you get a new scheme in. That's the learning process? You've had gone through a bowl camp, you've gone through spring camp, and now fall camp. Is this a different way of, because I always have the mentality when you came here was put your hand on the ground and go downhill.
Yeah.
Is that going to be different?
You know, there's still that element. I mean, that didn't really change. You know, we're just more multiple. But we still put our hand on the ground and rock off the ball, knock you back in a gap in a zone scheme. But this offensive line, they're just, you know, like John just walked in here, John Baker, he's a senior now. You know what I mean? He's played a lot of football. Chris Lindstrom's playing unbelievable football right now. I mean, I was just watching the practice tape today, and I said to myself, he's a good football player right now. I mean, that's a 310-pound man, and he's a good football player. Aaron Montero is different than he was his first 2 years. He just is. You know, he can handle the thing now. Sam Schmall, we're moving in there at left guard, and he's a real athletic guy. He's an older guy. And John Phillips and Marcel Lazar, those guys – you know, have done a really good job. They handle all the blitzing, twisting that we've had pretty well. I mean, I'm watching it pretty close. It's different. It's not where it was a year ago. It's significantly better.
And I'll give you a lot of credit because we sat here a couple of years ago and Chris Lindstrom was a freshman.
Right.
And you tell us every week, I'm telling you, this kid's going to be an NFL caliber player.
Well, he's going to
be. He was 240 pounds at that point.
And then he was 265 when he started his freshman year.
Yep.
And he's now 310. You know, and you know... Listen, I don't care who you are, where you are. You play a bunch of young offensive linemen, you're going to struggle. I mean, you know, it's just life. And you can get mad about it. You can do what you want. But that's no way to make it in a conference like ours, you know. And the key is never to be in that situation again. The key is never to be in a situation where you got to play that many young guys. They never should have been playing. They shouldn't have been playing. And there's nothing, not a darn thing you can do about it. Then you match that with not having a veteran quarterback in there, that's a really bad combination.
Right.
You know, and for anybody. And certainly for us where we were at that point in time. But that has forged us. The flip side of that now is these guys do have a fair amount of experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're playing their best football. You know, I wish we had the extra 2 years with them instead of one more year with them. Like, John's done after the season. You know, and when you're really right here, that's where it is.
Right.
They can come back for their – like, we were angsting a little bit about how much would we really, you know, wish Truman Goodapple was back.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
The fact that he played that freshman year was ridiculous, okay?
And could you see him in the lineup today?
Yeah. That's a big cat, big nasty dude.
Although he's dropped a lot of weight since
he
left.
Yeah, yes. Maybe not with all the weight he lost, but yes.
Yes.
He and Kavalik and John and Milano. Oh, Milano. Yeah. I mean, he should be back.
Yeah,
I mean, but that's all the sins that you have when you come in and your roster's depleted. And that's why people say, well, why would it take this amount of time? Well, we have to work. We have to develop. It takes that amount of time because you got to turn these, you know, let these guys grow and develop. And it's not 1 year. It's not 2 years. In a lot of cases, it's 3 and 4 and 5.
Well, the Eagles are riding high based on their finish from last season. They won 3 straight, including the bowl game. They'll open it up on Friday night at Northern Illinois. Coming back on the BC Football Show, we'll hear from BC Special Teams coach, former BC star Ricky Brown, with Coach Adazio, from Jake and Joe's in Waltham. After this, from Anheuser-Busch.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary.
Yay!
No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Gary.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Bletzer & Bletzer PC is a full-service law firm that has been in practice for over 50 years with a local office conveniently located at 300 Market Street in Brighton. Their attorneys possess extensive experience in a multitude of practice areas, and they offer a level of service and dedication to their clients that only a small firm can provide. Bletzer & Bletzer takes a personal approach to each client's situation and advocates for them until they realize their goals. Call 617-254-8900 for a free consultation today. Go Eagles!
The all-new McGovern Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is now owned by Boston College 1992 alum Matt McGovern. McGovern has a great selection of over 400 vehicles to choose from. Jeep Grand Cherokees, America's most award-winning SUV ever. Cherokees, Renegades, Wranglers, Durangos, or the all-new Jeep Compass. Don't forget about their huge selection of rugged Ram trucks for work or play. Check out their new facility renovations at 777 Washington Street, Newton. Next to Cabot's Ice Cream or at McGovernJeep.com. Go Eagles!
Dr. Tim Foster, Chair of Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine Specialist at Newton Wellesley Hospital and a Boston Magazine top doctor.
Does an injury have you on the sideline? Newton Wellesley Sports Medicine has an expert team to keep you in the game. Our sports medicine specialists were the team doctors for Boston College Athletics. Work to understand your goals and develop treatment plans that work for you.
Call them at 855-NWH-KNEE or visit nwh.org/sportsmedicine.
Newton Wellesley Sports Medicine. Keep doing what you love.
Chestnut Hill Technologies is a leading technology integration and cybersecurity consulting firm based in the Boston area and owned by a BC alum. CHT provides world-class strategy and consulting to Fortune 500 and mid-cap firms throughout New England and nationally, including State Street Bank, Amaj Pharma, and Intel Corporation. Check them out at chestnuthilltechnologies.com. That's chestnuthilltechnologies.com.
Last time on College Sports Now.
You're going to build Mount Rushmore in Arkansas. And I'm not talking about sports. I'm talking about Arkansas. He'd be the only one you put up there. You can say, well, Bill Clinton was president. I wouldn't put him besides Frank Borles. I mean, that's about as simple as I can make it.
Listen to College Sports Now, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, exclusively on TuneIn. And follow along on Twitter, at CSNowTweets. TuneIn, your everything audio app.
Toss sweep right. Hillman cuts back towards the end zone, and John Hillman fights for it. He's in. Touchdown, Boston College. Give the ball to number 32. He'll do the dirty work. BC's on the board.
Welcome back to the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. To talk more X's and O's with Coach Adazio, here again, John Meter Perel.
Welcome back to the BC Football Show, our kickoff edition from Jake and Joe's in Waltham. Great to have you with us on the BC IMG Sports Network and tune in. Steve Adazio in his fifth year. We're joined at the table by Ricky Brown, who's a very familiar face around the BC campus. A seven-year career in the NFL, and now has come back the last couple of years to be a big part of the BC coaching staff, taking over special teams duties. And Ricky, good to see you. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. Very excited. It's game week.
It is, man. I know that you guys are all ready for it. I'm sure you're kind of sick of hitting the same people, or the players are for that matter, and you get to scheme for an opponent. But what about the special teams this year? What can BC fans expect from that unit?
You know what? The one positive thing is there's been a culture established already. So the torch was passed to me. Coach Adazio has done a great job establishing that special teams culture, and our kids have really bought into it. Not just from a new guy wanting to get on the field for the first time perspective, but also from a veteran continuing to sharpen those tools for the overall player development. And I think that puts together a really alluring package for NFL teams out there. You know, you look at John Johnson going in the third round, you look at Matt Milano going in the fifth round, and those kids, they have extremely polished resumes in the special teams area, not just on defense, not just on offense. And it's really fun when you hear John Schneider from the Seahawks or John Fossil from the Rams call you up about these players, and you can just gush on them because The best thing about it is those guys work hard every day, and that's kudos to Coach. That's the culture he's established. Those kids really work hard, and it's an honor to be a part of it.
Well, I got a little history lesson here. You know, the special teams – for many, many years was almost an afterthought in football. And then this guy by the name of George Allen came along, who was the head coach of the Redskins a long time ago, and he said he made the observation, you either coach special teams to win or not to lose. And teams that coach special teams not to lose, and they play teams that coach special teams to win, usually lost games because of special teams. And that, from what I've seen, it's very clear that you're coaching special teams to win here.
Yes, sir. Every play is worth the same amount. And that's from the top down with coach. So it's really cool to be a part of that.
Fascinating in the way you approach it. Fiercely competitive. I mean, day-to-day, individual competition, skills competition. I mean, fascinating. I'd never seen that before. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, spring ball's a blast. And coach allows us to compete as much as we could possibly want. And, you know, it's one of the bell cows of this program is just competition with each other. You know, one man doing a job in 2016, that's totally open in 2017. And that's good, healthy competition. That's how you develop your team. That's how you develop your, you know, some of the different philosophies of a program. You know, football's a what have you done for me lately kind of business. And we try to let that carry over and sink in on the special teams front.
Well, you lose a key special teams performer in Miles Willis, who is, I know, one of Coach Adazio's favorites. He was very unsung, did a lot of different things, especially returning kicks. But to me, you gain a guy in Mike Walker, who Coach just mentioned, being an explosive player. He was a freshman All-American as a kick returner 2 years ago, averaging 29 yards a return. So you get him back there now, and that only adds to your unit.
Absolutely. It's fun to watch him catch a ball. You know, he just kind of he hits it at a different speed. So he's a heck of a kid.
Now, the guys who put the foot on the ball. Now, last year, 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago? 2 years ago, Mike Knoll was my MVP. And Scott Mutrin thought I was crazy. And I said, well, he kicks off, he punts, and he kicks field goals. It's a lot of work. I mean, that's a lot of work. So doesn't seem to be that you've seen that those positions evolve based on what the two deep looks like. You've got a couple of guys who were
absolutely.
It's not one guy now. It's a team of guys.
Yeah, you know, competition brings out the best in everybody, and the one thing about that room is it's okay to be a great friend and a great teammate to a guy, but also try to compete. You know, in the NFL, some of my best friends still to this day we are taking each other's jobs left and right. But, you know, that's what you sign up for in football. And with Mike Knoll punting the ball, with Colton Lichtenberg hitting his field goals, and with Max kicking off.
Max's last name again is, I'm putting the pressure on me.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I'm going to try. Schulze Geishovel.
That rolls off the tongue.
How's that?
Holy cow.
Did I score?
Wow.
How about that?
That was impressive.
Not bad. Right?
That's why you're the pro.
I've been working on it. You all, here's, remember Opanovicius, the all-time leading scorer in BC history?
Yeah.
First kickoff against Virginia Tech. Guess who blew the name? Yours truly, right?
That's okay.
But, you know, we'll practice a little bit. But what he gives you on kickoffs, as Pete was alluded to, he's got a leg. This is a soccer player who's now a football player.
Yes, sir.
Fifth year, and he's going to give you an added dimension in terms of field position.
Absolutely. And it's been a really good camp to watch that competition happen and to watch those guys evolve.
And you've got depth there as well. You know, you've got a lot. With Knoll's background, you could call the lefty out of the bullpen if you had to.
Yeah, you know, Mike Knoll's handled all three last year, and then you got a young kid in Grant Carlson that's continuing to develop. He's got a lot of talent, and, you know, he is learning, and he is in the process, kind of like what Coach touched on. You know, BC's all about development, and there's a young kid that's developing right now before our eyes, and he's got to continue to work hard every day.
So we do know that come Friday night, Schulze Geishovel will be kicking off, Lichtenberg will be your place kicker, and Mike Knoll will be the punter. Is that the lineup?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Punting. A potpourri. We're going to see soccer style. We're going to see rugby style. We're going to see pocket punting. We're going to see the whole thing.
You know what? We always do what we do on special teams. So
lots of stuff.
Yeah. We have our gamut, and we'll handle what we got to handle.
You're also the outside linebacker coach. That's clearly an area of expertise. Great linebacker at BC and in the pros. What do you see from the linebackers this year?
You know what? I've been seeing a lot of guys working hard. It's pretty cool to watch the development, not just of the linebackers, but of the defense in general. You know, like you look at a guy like Isaac Yiadom and the strides that Ike has made from 2016 to 2017. You kind of look at the overall culture of that defense. You know, you got a guy like Harold Landry that passes on the 2017 draft so he can come back and graduate and ride out his fourth year with those seniors that he came in with. You look at a guy like Connor Strahan, always in the weight room, always working out, loves ball, attention to detail. A guy like Ty Schwab, who will go and throw it in on anybody who's a heck of a football player. And then probably, you know, the kid who is the best preparer on our team is a kid named Cam Moore. And, you know, every time I look at Cam Moore, I think that's an NFL nickel right there. With his film study, with his attention to detail, with the way he goes about his business on the football field, I look at a kid like that and I say, like, God, the sky's the limit for you, bud.
Yeah.
Because he just continues to soak it in. He continues to not repeat the same errors. And in the NFL, I mean, that's what they're dying for.
He's also a co-captain who we will be speaking with him momentarily here on the BC Football Show. And Coach Adazio, Ricky Brown on your staff, you've got one of the best staffs in the country. What does Ricky mean to BC?
Well, I mean, Ricky is a bright guy. Ricky is a BC grad. He's walked the walk here at Boston College. He had a really great pro career. He's a great model for our players. As a coach on the field, he's taken over the special teams deal, and he's handling the outside backers, and I think he's got a great future ahead of him to grow. You know, he's going to become a defensive coordinator, and he's going to do all those great things. So this is a real start, and it's a great fortune for Boston College to have Ricky here with our young guys. He relates to the players well. So I just think it's been fantastic, you know, and it's I love seeing the past players that are interested in coaching, you know, come here, like Richie Gunnell, like Al Washington. And I just think it's fantastic. And Ricky's done a great job with that. And I think the players can look to him and really relate to him. So I think it's been great.
Yeah, that's always a big, I think, a real asset to have guys who came out of the program who can speak to the whole experience. Yeah. Having been here, it had gone on. Certainly NFL is a great additive. But the ability to speak to what Boston College meant to them, I think, it really lends to credibility to the story you're trying to sell.
And perspective of where we are compared to where we were. And I think that it helps so much. I mean, these guys were there, and they can tell you, hey, this is where we are. This is the reality of it, you know, and that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because sometimes there's history revision, but there's no history revision here. I mean, you know, these are former great players that were with some really good football teams, and they can give you perspective of sometimes where you're at, you know.
Ricky, finally, when you talk to a player about the NFL, maybe a Harold Landry throughout the year, we all know he's probably going to be a first-round pick. You look at him, and what does he tell you, or what do you tell him about what it takes to be a solid NFL performer?
You know what? Honestly, it's like, you know, it's like hindsight's 20/20. You know, the NFL, sure, they care about measurables, they care about this, they care about that, but they want to watch good tape. And how do you put good tape out there? Well, you know your offense, you know your defense, you know your special teams, okay? You're a good teammate. You know, you're not a selfish player. So all the things you've done to get you to this point, continue to do that and just pour gasoline on it and watch the fire grow.
Yeah.
You know, just soak in every chance you get. You know, and one thing Coach does a really good job of is he always tells those kids, you know, through Coach's eyes, as an older guy, and then these younger guys are 18 to 22, he goes, guys, coming from a guy who's looking back on everything, take advantage of this time. And sometimes young eyes don't exactly see it that way. But, you know, from a program perspective, we really stress the importance to those guys about just making the investment now, because it'll pay off later. You know, you just got to take care of those small things.
And you do it the right way. Ricky Brown, good luck this year.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Great to see you here at Jake and Joe's on the BC Football Show. And coming back, We'll hear from the BC co-captains, John Baker and Cam Moore, after this from our good friends at Anheuser-Busch.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and seven-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Winning. It's what the game is all about. And at Nissan, we made the road to victory feel a little smoother. Thanks to the new 2017 Nissan Rogue's available intelligent all-wheel drive. Whether the game's at home or on the road, you can power through for a win. Get to your local Nissan dealer and test drive Nissan Rogue today. Take on game day. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Boston College Eagles.
Go Eagles!
You're planning a party, a business meeting, or a Sunday afternoon kickoff party for the game. One thing's for sure, you want it to be perfect, and you don't want to have to worry about spending the entire day preparing the food. We've got the perfect answer. Creative Entertaining from Roach Brothers. Creative Entertaining gives you everything you want. Incredible, delicious selections, and less of what you don't want. The preparation time if you did it all yourself. Creative Entertaining from Roach Brothers. For more information, visit your local Roach Brothers or Sudbury Farm supermarket.
Are you still paying for checking? At the Village Bank, checking is free. No minimum balance requirements, no monthly service charges. You get free checks, hundreds of surcharge-free ATM locations, free debit card, free online banking and bill pay, free e-statements, and a suite of free mobile banking products. Don't pay for checking. Switch today to the Village Bank, where all deposits are insured in full. The Village Bank in Newton and Wayland, member FDIC, member SIF. Equal housing lender, village-bank.com.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan of the Sullivan Tire Company. We just made it easier for you to buy tires in Schedule Auto Service with our brand new state-of-the-art website. Whether you're on a mobile phone or desktop computer, you can make an appointment in just 3 easy steps. Just another reason to say we're always here to get you there.
A vintage tire company with the best website in the industry. SullivanTire.com. That's SullivanTire.com.
Last time on College Sports Now.
If you're a good player, you pretty much always got a chip on your shoulder. There's always something to prove. I mean, Tiger Woods always had felt like he had to prove something. I mean, great athletes in all sports that amount to that, they're never going to sit back and think they're fine. They're always trying to prove to everybody else that they're better than you are.
Listen to College Sports Now, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, exclusively on TuneIn. And follow along on Twitter, at CSNowTweets. TuneIn, your everything audio app.
Throwing to the right, looking to throw. Now comes back to the left, wide open, and caught. Touchdown, Boston College. It's Tommy Sweeney, the Eagle in the end zone.
The Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light, continues. Here again, John Meter-Perrell.
The BC Football Show rolls along from Jake and Joe's in Waltham with Pete Cronin. I'm John Meter-Perrell. Pete, back for another year on the BC IMG Sports Network.
29
for you?
I thought it was like 10 years old.
All right, well, yeah, you haven't aged a year.
Maybe. Okay.
Working with me, you've aged a few.
Boy.
Tell you that much. But this is going to be a terrific season. We're both very optimistic. It all starts at Northern Illinois on Friday night, 9 o'clock, our broadcast time on the BC IMG Sports Network and 850 WEEI in the Boston area. And a pleasure to be joined right now, Jake and Joe's, by John Baker, the senior captain from Millis, Mass., and Cam Moore out of the Washington, D.C. area. Cam Moore, defensive back, John Baker, center. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
It's quite an honor to be named a BC football captain, both by elected vote. What were you thinking, Cam, after you heard?
Kind of just excited that the guys thought so highly of me. So, I mean, that's really my take on it.
And John, what about you?
Well, like Cam said, it was a great honor to be elected by your teammates, you know, what they think of you. And at the same time, you know, you as a captain, you kind of join a, you know, you see the guys that were captains before you, high character individuals, and it's great to be, you know, held among them.
And you're surrounded here by captains. Pete Cronin is a proud Boston College football captain. He never lets me forget it.
Do you have short-term memory issues?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's
but
great.
But you could lend them some insight into what it takes.
Not, maybe not on the air, but I'd pull them aside and give them a couple of things that they need to avoid. You know, history is a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Trick is to read it. No, it's congratulations. That's a great honor, and the trick is, you know, you might think you made a great point. It's a real compliment that your teammates feel that way about you. So you've already got basic ingredients that are necessary in their eyes to do the job. Mm-hmm. But it gets back to it comes down to football. Interesting, one offense, one defense, which is, I thought that was interesting. Sometimes you're a little lopsided with the captains, which is good. Now you guys have to get along. I understand there's a little bit of a, is there a rift between you two already, or is that? No,
I'm not.
No. See, there's power in numbers. Yeah. Having two of you guys, I mean, you're going to be talking things out and, you know, making decisions and, you know, executing as a team, as a small team within a larger one. So mm-hmm. it's going to be a great experience for you.
How is camp for both you guys? I know it's certainly a grind, and at this point you're ready to hit somebody else, but how'd it go defensively, camp?
I mean, like you said, obviously it's a grind, but I feel like we chipped away at the stone every day. We got better as we went on through our camp, and ultimately that's what it's about. So preparation is key in order to come up with wins.
And what
which camp, how many camps have you been through?
Four.
You both have been through four. Mm-hmm. This is the first year, no two-a-days. Mm-hmm. They put a lot of restrictions. They extended it. Which do you prefer?
I miss two-a-days.
Yeah? Okay. That's good. Well, that's good. I used to miss them, too. But that makes you kind of a weird guy. But that's most people hate them. But it's a very different. I don't believe we're ever going back. How about you? How about your experience, John?
I agree with Cam. You know, the extra week, you know, they did it with our best interests in mind. But it makes it really a grind that you gotta push through for that 4 weeks.
Supposed to be better mentally, intellectually, more teaching. Mm-hmm. Did you get that?
Yeah, I definitely did. I feel like with less time on the practice field, we have more time to go over installs and watch plays and watch film and stuff like that.
And you just got high praise from Ricky Brown. He called you an NFL-like preparer. It seems like he thinks you're ready to go to the next level with the way you study film, the way you study the game, the way you ask questions. Is that something you pride yourself on?
Yeah, it's definitely something I pride myself on. I just feel like going into the game when you're well prepared, it's easy for you to make plays. And everybody wants to make plays in order to change the game and help your team win. So if I prepare all week long and I'm out preparing my opponent, I know that I'll have an advantage.
That's great philosophy. That will certainly serve you very well. The secondary, I think, is going to be a big-time strength this year. Will Harris looks like he has NFL-caliber ability at safety. You guys have Isaac Yiadom as well at corner, Cam Moore at corner. Very strong unit. What have you done to elevate your game?
I think off the field we've come together and established more of a brotherhood. And that's helped our play on the field because we have a trust, we have a bond, and we know what each other can handle. And we know what to expect from each other. We've kind of set this standard where I won't let Will down, Will won't let Isaac down, and we all hold each other accountable. And I think that makes our play way better.
John Baker, center, Remington Award candidate, is the top center in the country, named after former Nebraska center Dave Remington. John, the offense is going to be up-tempo this year. Does that make your life difficult?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, whether you're running plays from a huddle or on the ball, you know, it's still the same assignment, still the same basic fronts, defensive concepts. So, you know, you got to be able to, you got to know it more so you can just go and not have to sit down there and kind of dissect the defense.
And you got quarterbacks, Anthony Brown and Darius Wade. Brown, the redshirt freshman, Wade coming in after playing 15 games for BC. What has it been like to snap the ball to both of them?
They're both great guys. You know, they know the offense really well. They have a great command of the huddle and but they both do a great job. And, you know, no matter who's back there, all we can do is, you know, block our assignments and let them make the plays.
So now you're in this up-tempo offense. You're doing a lot of things. You're going to run 70, you know, ideally 70, 80 plays a game. We get a taste of it against Maryland in the bowl game. I play on the other side of the ball. I would be quite apprehensive going into an opponent that's going to run 70 plays on me. So at what point did you see it in the Maryland game when the defense, when these guys are sucking pond water? I mean, they can't breathe. Their eyes are hanging out. Everything's swelled up. And is there a point where you just say, I got this guy. Oh, we got these guys.
Yeah, I think that's a huge component of the up-tempo offense. You know, find the defense's breaking point before they find yours, and, you know, never let them see any weakness in yourself, and just, you know, roll them so, you know, they see, you know, you're not tired and it's play 60, you know, they get a little apprehensive about going hard one more time.
What was it like for the defense to go up against the offense during camp?
It's definitely a challenge, but it prepares us for many of our opponents that like to run the tempo offense. And I think, like John said, you have to push your breaking point back in order to withstand those type of tempo teams. And this camp practicing against that, we've definitely accomplished that.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of tempo teams in the ACC, including the reigning national champion, Clemson Tigers, who you will see on September 23rd. So it can only serve you both in good stead. John, offensively, the offensive line should be one of the best I think BC's had in a long time. Coach Adazio referenced that. What do you think about the line thus far?
You know, I think we've had a great camp. You know, all these guys, we've been together for a while now, 2-3 years at the minimum. So, you know, we've really come together as a unit. Like Cam was saying, the DBs did. We've really come together, and we've started working for each other. You know, you don't want to let the guy next to you down. He's not going to let you down. And you just push for each other and keep getting better and learning and growing together every day.
Do you find yourself as a fountain of knowledge now because you're a senior? I knew you when you were in high school at Millis High. Imagine that coming out of Millis, a Tri-Valley League school, Division IV in Eastern Mass.
I'm fully aware of him. I was in Hopkinton at the time.
Division I know you were. Now. Yes, yeah. Division VIII now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're shrinking. But quite an accomplishment to get to this point. But guys like Chris Lindstrom, who was probably a sponge when he came here as a freshman, those guys, you've grown with those type of guys. That's going to create even more cohesiveness, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
And the unity on the line must be pretty special, too, with Justin Fry as your offensive line coach.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah. Coach Fry's a great guy. He really does a great job not only of coaching us on the field, improving our technique, our knowledge of the game, but, you know, he does a great job of kind of helping us grow as men.
And defensively, Cam, you got some great defensive coaches, headlined by Jim Reed, your coordinator. Paul Pasqualoni is outstanding. What does the coaching staff mean to you?
The coaching staff means everything to me. I mean, obviously, they have our best intentions at their heart. So when it comes down to game plans and stuff like that, they just want to put us in the best position in order to make plays so that we can come up with wins.
I think these guys are going to be ACC players this year. All ACC, Pete. How about that?
Got my
How about
vote.
That for a prediction?
Got my vote. We launched a Heisman Trophy candidate's career once.
Yes, we
did. Didn't work out, but you know,
it was close.
Close.
We're talking about Matt Ryan.
A couple of votes. But no, absolutely. I think the quality of the competition is bared fruit. And it's a high level of performance. Great athletes. Performing at a high level. That's what it's all about.
And finally, guys, what are you studying? What are your future plans? I know there's a lot to go here, but where do you see yourself in a couple of years, Cam?
Right now, I'm a communications major, and I'm planning on graduating in December. So honestly, I don't know. I just want to pursue something in communications. I could see myself doing something like this radio show.
Listen, 29 years. I got 29 more going. So, you know, I'll be moving in on me now, Cam.
And John, at one point you wanted to be a doctor.
Not anymore. I'm a marketing major.
Doctor to marketing.
Yeah.
An uncommon move.
Mm-hmm.
What was the shift? Why the shift?
My brother, he just graduated from med school. You know, I kind of saw him go through the process, and then, you know, I just found I didn't have a love for it like he did, and it would be a long, long time. So figured find something else.
Good for you, man. Certainly you'll have a lot of highlights on the field this year to talk about. John Baker and Cam Moore joining us on the BC Football Show, the BC 2017 co-captains. Coming up, we'll wrap it up with Steve Adazio. We'll preview the Northern Illinois opener after this from Anheuser-Busch.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary.
Yay!
No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
The all-new McGovern Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is now owned by Boston College 1992 alum Matt McGovern. McGovern has a great selection of over 400 vehicles to choose from. Jeep Grand Cherokees, America's most award-winning SUV ever. Cherokees, Renegades, Wranglers, Durangos, or the all-new Jeep Compass. Don't forget about their huge selection of rugged Ram trucks for work or play. Check out their new facility renovations at 777 Washington Street, Newton, next to Cabot's Ice Cream or at McGovernJeep.com. Go Eagles!
Dr. Robert Nascimento, Medical Director of Sports Medicine at BC.
Are you out of the game due to an injury? Newton Wellesley Sports Medicine has an expert team to help keep you playing. Our skilled sports medicine specialists, who are also the team physicians for Boston College Athletics, will work to understand your goals and develop a treatment plan that works for you.
Call them at 855-NWH-KNEE or visit nwh.org/sportsmedicine.
Newton Wellesley Sports Medicine. Keep doing what you love.
Bletzer & Bletzer PC is a full-service law firm that has been in practice for over 50 years with a local office conveniently located at 300 Market Street in Brighton. Their attorneys possess extensive experience in a multitude of practice areas, and they offer a level of service and dedication to their clients that only a small firm can provide. Bletzer & Bletzer takes a personal approach to each client's situation and advocates for them until they realize their goals. Call 617-254-8900 for a free consultation today. Go Eagles!
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. People often ask us, where do you get your tickets? Well, the fact is we have a full buying department that every day receives hundreds of offers from ticket sellers. We personally select only the best tickets to provide you the best value and provide you with legitimate tickets, all with our industry-leading 200% guarantee. At Ace Ticket, we own the tickets we sell, so we only sell tickets we would sit in ourselves. For over 30 years, Ace has been Boston's own ticket agency. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Last time on College Sports Now.
The only thing I've asked that committee to do in the last 3 weeks is when you get to Sunday, boys and lady, you damn well better be unified in your comments. You better have a unified philosophy coming out of that committee room. Because here's what we don't want to do. We don't want to lose faith in the committee.
Listen to College Sports Now, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, exclusively on TuneIn. And follow along on Twitter, at CSNowTweets. TuneIn, your everything audio app.
Let's it go near sideline right. Walker catches it. Time. Touchdown. Michael Walker carries it into the end zone. 49 yards out.
We're talking Eagles football from Jake and Joe's in Waltham. For more of tonight's show, here again, John Meter Perrell.
And it's good to have you with us as we enter our last segment of the BC Football Show. And, of course, if it's BC football season, it's always about the BC Gridiron Club. Donating over $500,000 to BC football in the last 15 years. Always your best value with the best home game, tailgate parties, and the best events on the road. Go to bcfootballgridiron.com for more information. Paul Criscione, Joe Resty, and a cast of thousands here tonight. We always appreciate their support. They got a pregame party at Northern Illinois at 4 o'clock Central Time. If you're in the area, you can drop by and say hello to Paul and the group. And he's like the mayor of BC football.
You know what's great about the Gridiron Club is it's a club for guys that love football, you know? And, I mean, it's a year-round club for a guy that loves football. It's not just a tailgate crowd, right? So I just think that, you know, I mean, if I wasn't coaching football, I'd want to be associated with it, and I want to be around guys that share that similar passion and interest. So what a great opportunity to do that. You know, there's so many great college football fans out there that what a great club to be affiliated with and spend time with.
Yeah, they certainly know how to throw a good party, and we always appreciate their jovial support. And now, time now for our keys to the game, brought to you by the all-new McGovern Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, now owned by Boston College alum Matt McGovern. They have a great selection of over 400 vehicles to choose from, 777 Washington Street in Newton or at McGovernJeep.com. Both of you drive McGovern products, I understand.
Yeah, I drive that Citadel, the Durango Citadel. I said this before, like, that car, that truck, SUV is so awesome. It's got all the performance toys in it. It's got room. You can park it anywhere. It's a beautiful-looking car. My God, what a great line of vehicles they have here and what they've done there. It's just fantastic.
Yes, Cronin's been a long-time customer.
I drive the old standard Jeep Grand Cherokee. And I think you and I would share the positive vibe you get from their service department.
Great
these
people.
These guys take care of you.
Like your family.
Yeah, they do you right. They know you. They make recommendations, and they keep those cars running good. And it's always fun to go in there.
Yeah.
And whenever I go in, I hear about you being in there. So I think they may have us confused.
Well, we, you know.
We do. We are handsome.
We are handsome. Yeah.
There's some similarities.
Yeah.
All right, Northern Illinois, 5-7 last year.
The only thing I wish is this. When it doesn't go well, I just wish you'd be there being me. And I want to be you.
I've got my mustache ready to pull out of the
just
briefcase.
Just switch, man.
I'll go down there.
You'll come down and throw the ball vertically down the field 15 times. No problem.
You've heard about my preferences.
Yeah.
Oh, man, just go for it.
He's a north-south guy, and I think BC will see a heavy dose of outstanding running backs this year. Northern Illinois' defense better be ready. John Hilleman, A.J. Dillon, Travis Levy, a cast of thousands. Hilleman looks the best I've seen him.
Yeah, Davon Jones, Rich Wilson. It's a stable of backs. These guys look great. John's had his – I mean, I've never seen John look as good. And there's talent. There's big backs. It's as good a stable of backs as there is in the conference.
A.J. Dillon, you called him a once-in-a-generation type recruit when you got him. He decommitted from Michigan. Why is he so effective?
He's smart. He's big. He's fast with great vision. He has ball skills. What else? That's what it is. I mean, he's got a chance to have just an amazing career here.
And it seems like he's extremely focused as well.
He's a mature kid. You know, he's a year older, and he's just an impressive guy all the way around.
Are there enough balls to go around?
There's never enough balls to go around, and what you have to learn how to do is be unselfish, and, when you get your shot, you go like crazy. On good teams, you got a lot of good players that want to touch the ball. That's a good thing. When you don't have a lot of people, that's not such a good thing, So we got to find a way to get the ball spread around and make them defend 53 and a third. That's what we got to do.
Now, you look at this week's opponent, the preseason, there isn't one in college football. There's so many unknowns going into game one. Do you have any tidbits about Northern Illinois?
Well, here's what I know about Northern Illinois. I coached in the MAC. These programs, they are tough, physical, and they have talent, and they've got a lot of history and a lot of pride. They've got a history of playing well against high-end opponents. They're billing this as one of the biggest games they've had in 20 years. They're calling for a blackout. I guess that means everybody's going to be dressed in black.
Yep.
They have some real talent there, and it'll make for a, and we're on the road at their home field. And that in itself brings difficulties, never mind on opening day. But it'll be a great challenge for us. I think, we have a chance to play a high-caliber team, and the team that turns the ball over the least, creates the least amount of penalties, will have the best shot to win the game.
Are they explosive on offense?
Yeah, they have a running back, Huff, that I think is fantastic. Last year they averaged about 460 yards a game, equally distributed between the ground and the air.
Right.
And, like I said, Huff's a big back. And he rushed for about a 6-point-something yard per carry average. They've got a go-to receiver, so they have some skilled players. They've got talent, and they're a good football team now. That's good football.
Yeah, Kenny Golladay, they lost, who's in the NFL now, but they do have Chad Beebe, who's the son of Dom Beebe.
Right.
Longtime NFL star with the Buffalo Bills. But defensively, you say you're familiar, obviously you are, with the MAC. A rugged team?
Yeah, the MAC teams are always rugged. They're physical football teams, and they're going to play you nose up now. We're not, there's no disrespect, but we're not playing an FCS team, right?
Right.
We're going to play a Division I football team right now on the road, and historically, a good one.
Yeah.
And so this is going to take everything we have on opening day to hit all cylinders and get going. And that's just a fact. That's not coach talk. That's just the way it is. Okay. So, we've got to get going, and we got to get going early and play well and close that game out. So,
well, they fell off a little bit last year after a very consistent, strong year in year out performance. But I did some digging. They lost 5 quarterbacks last year.
Right.
I don't care who you are. You go through 5 quarterbacks, you can have issues.
There's no doubt. This is a talented football team, and it'll be a heck of a football game.
They have not announced the starter. So right. Does that pose any challenges for you on defense?
I mean, no. I mean, we're going to, you know, we're going to get ready to defend what we know. And that's all. That's the other problem with opening day. What do you really know? I mean, you know what you saw last year. Do you know what, anything beyond that? No. I mean, it could be totally different, you know, and you're just going to have to be able to adjust.
Well, look what you did to Maryland. They didn't see that coming.
Right.
I mean, that was that was 20 practices, and you put on a whole new offense.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, again, this is the gamut of when you play opening day. You know, honestly, very rarely is everything exactly the way you thought it would be on opening day. It's just not. And so, you know, like they say in the old days, go on the road, pack your defense, pack your run game, because, you know, you got to establish yourself physically on opening day, you know, and there's a lot of truth to that.
How are you from an injury perspective? Anything that is concerning?
I mean, at this point, you know, Shane Leonard's a guy that we won't have with us. We lost Elijah during spring ball, but he's making his way back, but not yet this week. Other than that, I think we're pretty healthy. You know, I hate to even talk about it because we still got a couple practices to go here. But knock on wood, if we can stay healthy, I'll be quite happy about that.
Now, I asked your captains about the new format. Yeah. They kind of mixed response. You know?
Oh, I didn't hear him.
Well, yeah, Cam didn't like it. One of the 2-a-days, Bakes was, it was okay with him. How do you like the new format?
You know, we never had a lot of 2-a-days in the last couple of years. We probably had 2 2-a-days, okay? It's a lot about a little to me. Here's what concerned me. We started a week early.
Right.
And I just think that it's a long time to be in camp in college with no exhibition games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we end up with 5 weeks before we play a game. That concerns me. I tell you what I'm going to lobby for. I'm going to lobby for being able to scrimmage somebody or being able to practice with somebody. I'm going to lobby for that. Yeah. I mean, why not? Like, why can't we practice with, like, Harvard or UMass? Or,
sure.
I mean, I just think that 5 weeks is a long time, and 4 weeks, you know, before we even have a game week to look forward to. That would be my thing. In terms of 2-a-days, no 2-a-days, I'm good without 2-a-days. I that was our era. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's a big deal.
It's gone now.
Yeah, it's gone. And you know what? That's fine. I'm good with it.
Coach Adazio, best of luck this season. We look forward to a terrific year.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah.
Go get him on Friday night.
Well, we're going to go
again. If you need me down on the sidelines, give me the high sign.
I'm going to.
I might need you in the booth. For Pete Cronin, Steve Adazio, Ricky Brown, all our guests here at Jake and Joe's, special thanks to Mike Wynn, Jason Baum as well, Steve Ciacci, our producer. I'm Johnny DePerrell. We'll catch you on Friday. BC in Northern Illinois, everybody. So long for now.
America's home for college sports.